Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. A long, hard-fought mayoral race in Atlanta is still too close to call. The candidates are now separated by less than 800 votes. Kasim Reed, a former state senator, led Mary Norwood, a city council member, with 98% of precincts reporting. Kasim Reed has declared victory, but Mary Norwood said she's not ready to concede. We're here with Ricky Bevington. She's the anchor at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Ricky, they had expected this to be very, very low turnout, but it turned out that more than 84,000 people cast votes. That was a surprise, right?
It was a surprise. Excuse me. Good morning, Celeste. Yesterday was a gorgeous day in Atlanta, which I think helped bring people out to the polls. But also, Atlantans are ready for change. In the last week, since really Thanksgiving, campaigning has really ratcheted up, and people were just ready to cast their vote. That's all I can say.
Well, many people outside of Atlanta were commenting that the voters were voting based on race. If Mary Norwood had been elected, she would be the first white mayor there in more than three decades. But yet you heard from voters who said they weren't concerned about race at all, right?
Absolutely. And that is what voters will tell you, and that's what the candidates will tell you, that race is not the issue here. However, as we saw in the general election, and we may see this time once the numbers are all in, people may end up having voted along racial lines, but people really say, when you ask them point blank with a microphone in their face, that it doesn't matter. We are past that. What city needs is the most competent, effective mayor.
Okay, well, you did ask three people with a microphone in their face about what they think about the recount and race.
I think that the person that is over 50% should take it. It should not depend on the 1% or not.
Yeah, fine with it, whatever, white, black, as long as they get the job done, it doesn't really matter to me.
I honestly, I don't think that has anything to do with it.
So, Ricky Bevington, if they weren't voting based on race, what were people voting on?
You know, they were voting on really competency, because both of these candidates campaigned essentially on the same platforms. The issues most important to Atlanta voters right now, fighting crime and making sure that city services are improved without raising taxes. Both candidates promised to do this. Kasim Reed was a little bit more specific. He said he wants to add 750 police officers over the next 4 years. Mary Norwood said, yes, of course, I'd like to do that, but first we need to audit all of the city's accounts. So, you know, basically when you talk to people, they say simply, I like Kasim Reed because he was a state legislator. He just seems more mayoral. Or I like Mary Norwood because she's actually worked in city council. She knows how this city ticks, and they trust her.
You know, we have said earlier that 98% of precincts were reporting very, very quickly in the last 30 seconds. What does Kasim Reed need in order to be able to declare victory officially?
Well, what I'll tell you is what he told a local radio station this morning. He's already talking very mayoral. He says he has a 750 vote lead, that there are about 600 provisional ballots outstanding, meaning he could still win by 150 votes, and it still makes him the winner. The elections commissioner says the race may not be certified till Saturday.
Oh, wow. Ricky Bevington, anchor and host for Georgia Public Broadcasting. She is watching closely that mayoral race in Atlanta. Still too close to call. Candidates now separated by less than 800 votes.